Good morning. This is Karen Brügger, intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. I'm at the Danish Immigrant Museum for a 5-month internship, but before coming here, I finished my bachelor's degree in linguistics at the university in my hometown, Aarhus University in Denmark. My internship at the Danish Immigrant Museum is a great opportunity for me to complement my academic studies with hands-on work experience. My project at the Danish Immigrant Museum is to catalog a collection of items that all belong to a Danish family who immigrated to the United States in the late 1940s. Before coming to the United States, however, they had lived outside Denmark for many years. The father, O. Clement, received his education in Leipzig in Germany, and during World War I he worked as a clerk in both Paris in France and in London in the United Kingdom. The mother, Mauda, worked as a maid for a Danish family in St. Petersburg in Russia during the Russian Revolution in 1917. In the early 1920s, Mauda and Owe separately went to Japan. Mauda was hired to transform a Japanese hotel in Yokohama in order for it to attract more Western guests, while Owe worked at the Danish legation in Tokyo. They met, and in 1926 they married. 3 years later, they had a daughter, Annelise Clement. Before Annelise was born, Owe had started working for the Ford Motor Company in Japan. When the Second World War broke out, just working for an American company could make a person suspicious in the eyes of Japanese authorities, and after the attack in Pearl Harbor, Owe was arrested and detained for more than 2 months. At the same time, the family home in Yokohama was searched, and Mauda was put under house arrest. Therefore, it became the job of the then 12-year-old Annelise to take food to her father each day, taking 2 buses to get to the prison at the other end of town. After about 2.5 months, Owe was released, but the family was still under house arrest. They were moved to a town in the mountains where they were interned for the rest of the war. They had a hard time keeping their summer cottage warm during the winters, and they had very little food. Had it not been for rations from the Red Cross, they might not have made it through the war. After the war, they returned to Denmark, but finding housing and jobs wasn't easy right after the war. After about 2 years of living with different relatives, the family decided to emigrate to the United States. They settled in Tacoma, Washington, where Annelise met her future husband, Warder Stokes. They all lived the rest of their lives in the United States. The collection of official documents, letters, photos, and other belongings was donated to the Danish Immigrant Museum by a close friend of Annelise, and she has been very helpful in the process of sorting out this fascinating story with its many interesting components. The story of the Clement family is one of the many stories of immigration that we tell at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Visit us in Elkhorn, Iowa, or online at www.danishmuseum.org, or like our Facebook page to receive news and updates from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Have a nice day.